Ready to spend 15 minutes with the experts you admire? Need strategy sessions from thought leaders brought directly to your ears? Welcome to the Sprocket Talk 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, where every week George B. Thomas uncovers the challenges that sales, marketing, and service professionals face. And of course, the strategies to help them overcome their biggest hurdles. So sit back and set your sights on growth with these bite-sized conversations filled with pure strategy gold. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.
All right, Sprocketeers, another episode coming to you. And I had to turn inward and go ahead and talk to Dan Moyle because he is one of probably the smartest dudes I know on the planet. Dan, I know this is going to be weird for some people, but there's going to be people listening to this podcast that don't know who you are or what you do or where you do it. So let's go ahead and start there. Who are you? What do you do and where do you do it?
So I'm Dan. I'm the growth marketer for Impulse Creative. I've been doing marketing for around 10 years now. Before that, 10 years in TV. So 20 years of media stuff. And I'm really excited to be where I am today. And I have been working with HubSpot since 2010.
Man, an OG right there. Dan, today I want to talk about a strategy because this is the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast where we give people things to think about, things to do, ways to help grow their business, whether they're sales, marketing, or service. And Dan, the thing that came to my mind, and I think that you can just add a ton of value to the listeners, is a little thing that I don't think anybody's paying attention to. Maybe some have tried, maybe many have not. And that is podcast guesting. Guesting, being a guest on podcasts. First of all, why don't we just start at 50,000 foot and explain what in the world I even mean by that? Like, where does your brain go?
George, I'm so glad we're talking about this today. This really is something kind of near and dear to my heart. I worked for a little while for an agency that did this as a service, helping people become guests on podcasts. And I fell in love with this idea. And I think you're right, man. There are not a lot of people talking about this. And those who are, I think, are really on the leading edge. So here's the 50,000 foot view is you could start your own podcast just like you did here with 15-Minute Strategy Podcast, like I have with my shows, and that's a lot of work, right? Like you and I know that a lot of work goes into this and we love it, but it's a lot of work. Or what you can do is be that subject matter expert, that guest expert on other people's podcasts. So they can go do all the hard work of creating the show, of building an audience, all this stuff. You get to go be their guest, kind of like what we used to do as a guest blogger. And it still sort of happens, but I think a lot of that has kind of lost its luster. And people are kind of like, well, you know, if you're guesting, you're probably paying for it, blah, blah, blah. So guest blogging may not be as powerful as it once was, but guest as a podcast guest? Man, that is. And so that's what that comes down to, is being that guest on somebody else's podcast. They have the audience that they've built. They want to bring an expert on. So immediately you are an expert. So it can be very, very powerful for building an audience outside of your kind of normal network.
So Dan, so that the listeners understand, because we talk about it being powerful, why is being a guest on a podcast leveraging audio for something that you are a thought leader about? Why is that powerful, or how is that powerful?
I think one of the biggest ways podcasts are powerful is in their ability to get in your head, quite literally. You know, for those listeners who aren't seeing the video, I've got my headphones on. George, you've got your headphones on. When we go listen to podcasts, we are oftentimes either in our cars just by ourselves or with a group of, you know, maybe a group of people or whatever, but you're in your car. It's very intimate. It's like having a conversation, or you got earbuds in, or, you know, headphones on like we do, like big cans like these, and you're literally in someone's head. And so it's very much just having, listening to an almost an intimate conversation between two people talking about kind of like what you and I are doing right here, right? And so for those people who want to be that expert in people's heads, and podcasting is where it's at. And I think the other thing too is, as much as I love video and I go to, let's say, YouTube or people's websites where video is to learn something, and I can be very, very much an active learner, podcasting is passive learning, right? In the morning, I get up and go for a nice 2-mile walk with my wife, and we're exercising, and we're not talking, we're out there exercising. I can listen to a podcast while I do that, or while I'm driving, you know, to Chicago, to the airport, to go on a trip or whatever, right? I can listen while I'm doing something else. So it's also very passive.
Yeah, it's funny, Dan, you kind of referenced guest blogging. And I started to think about how, you know, you can read a blog in 2 minutes, 4 minutes, maybe 6 minutes if it's really long. But when you get into a podcast, It could be something short like this, but still that's 15 minutes. Many podcasts are 25, 30 minutes. Some podcasts are 45 minutes to an hour. And being entrenched for that time frame in those ears, it's just a really great way to build what I would think is trust. Here's the thing, because I want the listeners to understand some of the benefits. So again, you go and you build a podcast, like you said, we can do that. And it is a lot of work. And then you have to grow an audience. Dan, talk about what you don't have to do if you're being a guest on a podcast that is already around.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to build that audience, right? It's almost like paying for the audience as you would with an advertisement. We pay for ads because the people who take our money have the audience in front of them. Let's say you want to get in front of, 5 million people on a show on ABC television. You go pay ABC to get on that show for a 30-second spot. Instead, what we're doing with podcast guesting is we are, quote, paying for the audience by being that expert and bringing a ton of value. Hopefully, not just a, hey, I have a book that I just wrote and I want to talk to your audience. It's, listen, I've got some value to your audience. I want to teach them this, or I want to bring them these stories, or I want to offer these tactics and tips and tricks and hacks and blah, blah, blah. So you're bringing a ton of value to that audience because that host wants to have great conversations. And I think too, taking a small step back, we're obviously talking about podcasts where they have guests and conversations and interviews and dialogue, whatever you want to call it, but it's at least two people having a conversation. There are plenty of podcasts where it's one person doing a monologue, but it's having those conversations. And so yeah, I mean, I think that's really where people kind of forget that you bring that value to that audience. The host wants that value. They want that great guest. You are that great guest. You reach that audience. You didn't have to build, right? You don't have to go out and market that show. Now, if you can do some marketing for the host, man, they love you. I'm telling you right now, once that episode goes live, share it immediately. Share it again a week later, and maybe set a schedule of like every couple of weeks you share it. Hey, don't forget I was on this show. And then you just take advantage of building all those audiences. If you build your own audience of, let's say, 1,000 true fans, great, you get your 1,000 true fans. But what if you were on 10 podcasts where they have 1,000 true fans each?
Yeah, for sure. It's fun because what I'm doing with the audience right now, Dan, is I want them to understand why this is a viable strategy for them. So you're going to get some audience crossover. They're going to come and check you out. You're also going to be networking with the podcast host and building a relationship there. And you're going to be able to get in the ears of an audience as a thought leader around something that you may provide as a product or a service in a very value-added way, not a spammy way. So Dan, here's where the rubber meets the road. What we need to know and what the question I need to ask so that this makes it very useful for the listeners is, hey, George, Dan, I'm down. What the heck do I need to have before I actually reach out? Or what do I need to have during the interview? Or what should I have in place after the interview's over so that I can actually fulfill this podcast guesting strategy?
Yeah, man, such a great question and so many ways to go. And I'm going to try and keep this brief. You need to have, before you go into it, you need to have your story and the value you bring, right? You need to know what you're going after. Pick one subject or two subjects you want to go deep on and say, like for me, it might be talking about podcast guesting, right? Let's say, or podcast interviews or whatever you want to call this kind of marketing, have that story and you have facts, you have stats, you have strategies, whatever you want, right? Have that so you can tell that story succinctly in emails because you're going to want to reach out to folks. You're going to want to ask people that you do have interviews with, hey, this was great. I really appreciate your time. If you know any other hosts that could use this for their audiences, send them my way. Would you make an introduction? In fact, I'm going to email you a one paragraph thing, or whatever that you can give them. So knowing your story and the value you bring is huge. Beginning to build those relationships. And that's a hard thing to do when you're thinking, I want to go do this right now. You should have built those relationships 6 months ago. But if you can start building those now and connect with podcast hosts and listeners and everybody out there in the world that can help you make those connections, you want to do that as well. Because there's nothing worse than cold outreach, right? And so that you want to do that. And then certainly during your podcast guesting, you want to make sure that you have something that I learned from this past agency that I love, love, love. Have a page on your website dedicated to each and every show you go on. Right. So for us, being, Sprocket Talk, for you, George, it might be sprockettalk.com/storytellers. If you are on my podcast, the Storytellers Network, so that you can say at the end of it all, hey, by the way, listeners, if you want to connect with me, this is where you can do it. And so that page on your website that you have as a slash whatever slug for every show that you go on. You're able to welcome those listeners to that page with artwork from that podcast, maybe an exclusive offer or what looks like an exclusive offer. It could be the same offer, but it's worded on that page each time. Hey, welcome Sprocketeers. I'm so glad you heard me on George's 15-Minute Strategy Podcast. Here's the stuff that we talked about. So having that welcome page, that landing page is really huge, I think, too. And then the final thing, man, is after the episode is done, obviously thank the host. If you can send them a thank you in email or in written format somehow, go for it. And then once the episode goes live, man, share it. For sure.
Yeah, you definitely have to show the host love. I mean, they literally opened the door and invited you into the party. Dan, right. I do want to dive a little bit deeper into that offer thing, because some of the listeners might be wondering, well, is subscribing to getting, you know, something okay? Does it have to be an ebook? Should it be a webinar? Like, when you think of best use cases or things that you've seen historically that people have used for these offers, where does your mind go? Where can they kind of start to think or wrap their heads around to have that landing page and then XYZ type of offer?
Yeah, sure. My mind goes to small, medium, and large offers, right? So whether it's the value, small, medium, and large, whether it's the gate, as it were, for people to get in, small, medium, and large, the effort they have to take. So a small offer might be like a free ebook that is even ungated, literally just a link to this thing they can look at, and they don't have to give you any information at all. It's that first date kind of like, hey, I'm kind of interested in this, but I don't want to give you anything yet, right? And then there's that medium offer that is more of a, you know, maybe I'll give you my email. Maybe we'll make a connection. Maybe I'll watch a video from you. Maybe I'll even buy your book if you have a book to offer, that kind of thing. So there's an exchange. And then there's the large offer, the let's go all in. That might be an online course if you have one. That might be set up a strategy session to talk, you know, give them your meeting link to actually talk to you if you have something like that to offer. But it's kind of that deeper connection. That might be a webinar. You know, your medium offer might be a 5-minute video. Here's 3 tips to do this. And then the big offer then is, here's a webinar to watch, but give me your name and email so that we can connect and I'll send it to you. Because it gives them that deeper connection. Or again, if it's a buy now type situation, buy my 15-minute coaching, buy my course, whatever it is, that big one is the buy now offer. That's where I go.
Dan, do you have a success story where maybe you've been a guest on a podcast, or it could be somebody else? Maybe paint a picture for the listeners of, you know, if you take the time, whether it's a 15-minute podcast like you're on today with the 15-minute strategy podcast, or you're spending like 45 minutes with a host and doing the eloquent dance of, you know, thought leadership and value, you know, talk us through maybe something that you've seen or you've been through success story-wise.
So I want to share the story of a friend of mine. I mean, I've certainly been on like 36 podcasts or whatever that have seen my brand grow, but I want to share a different story. My friend Aaron Walker had a book called View from the Top, and he wanted to get out there and do like a book tour. Now, it takes a lot of books to make a success story. But what he found was doing that virtual book tour sold a lot of books. It led to more interviews. It led to speaking engagements at conferences. And it helped to build this mastermind group that he has built called View from the Top. Iron Sharpens Iron is the mastermind group. And it just almost done exclusively through podcast interviews. What he would do is set aside, from what I understand from his stories, he would set aside time every week. It might be a whole day. It might be 2 hours a day for 5 days, whatever it was. But it was like 10 hours a week that he would just devote to doing podcast interviews. And it would become a little bit repetitious. It might feel a little bit like work, but it really paid off. And he was able to sell a lot of books is one way to look at it. But for Aaron, it was more building his brand. When you Googled his name, you couldn't find him. When you Googled his book, you couldn't find him. 6 months later, he owned it all. And so it just was a lot of awareness, which, you know, there's a whole SEO side to this too. Having that landing page, that welcome page helps build that SEO as well, because it's links. So like the whole thing works together. And Aaron really, I mean, he launched his book and his mastermind, his paid mastermind group. And it wouldn't be where it is today. He has said in a number of interviews, and just me personally, it wouldn't be where it is today without podcast guesting.
I love that story. As I listen to you talk about this, I have one last question before we wrap this 15-minute strategy podcast episode up. You immediately went to somebody like Aaron Walker, who he's leading his own thing, right? It's his book. You might call him the CEO, the CFO, the CMO of the thing. I think a lot of people might listen to this and their brain might go, well, this is a marketing strategy. What would you say to somebody who thinks this is inherently a marketing strategy? Is this something that like a sales professional should think about being on?
I think it's only limited by your imagination, right? I think, I mean, you asked, could a salesperson, sales professional do this? 100% they could. If you want to be a thought leader in the world and whatever it is that you're doing, this is one way to certainly do it. It used to be you'd have to get on a morning show on the radio and then maybe a TV show and then hope to get on, you know, MSNBC or CNN or something like that, right? To be that expert. But we can't all do that, right? But podcasts let us do that. And so if you can be a thought leader in your industry, if you're a sales professional and you want to be that sales professional thought leader in whatever it is that you're selling, do this. Michael Redbord from HubSpot. He was a client of that past agency I used to work for, and he wasn't selling HubSpot. He was just building an executive's personality and brand out there in the world. And he wasn't selling anything. He was in the service side of it. So yeah, I think anybody, sales professional, marketing, service professionals can all do this. CEOs can do this. Single solopreneurs can do this. If you just have your own podcast that you're like, I just want to find more listeners. Guess what? You can do this. And 99.9% of the time, it will cost you nothing as far as being a guest on other podcasts. Almost no one charges to be a guest on their show. But anyway, yeah, I think it's for almost anybody, really.
I love the moral of that story is you can do it. It is for you. Dan, if people want to talk to you about, well, all sorts of things, but for sure, podcast guesting, where's the best place to reach out?
I think what I'll do is I'll follow my own advice and on impulsecreative.com/15-minute. I'll keep it simple. 15 minute. Go to that page and you can connect with me on there. I'll have some resources on how to be a great guest. I'll have some resources on how to connect me and whatever else we ever talk about on 15 minute strategy podcast will all be there. So impulsecreative.com/15-minute.
There you go. See what he just did there? That's what you got to do too. Make sure you build your brand, pick your topics, and start reaching out to be a podcast guest. And hey, we'll see you on the next episode, which might be you if you reach out.
Did you enjoy this episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast? We'd love to know. Leave a rating and written review wherever you listen to your favorite shows. And keep that learning going by visiting SprocketTalk.com. Sign up for your free membership. And in that membership area, you can find bundled episodes where we combine like strategies to help you grow better. Make the world better and share this episode with your friends and coworkers who may be battling the same obstacle. And you can always reach out to George B. Thomas on Twitter with questions or guest suggestions or just to talk about your favorite Marvel superhero. Now go out into the world and leverage this strategy for your success. And we'll see you on the next episode of the 15-Minute Strategy Podcast.